For ease of listening, footnotes and scriptural citations included in the print version are omitted from this audio version. General instructions for services. Overview of church services. Both the Old and New Testaments refer to God's people gathering together at specific places to worship Him. Old Testament public worship took place primarily in the tabernacle and subsequent temple, where God dwelt among His people. In the New Testament, believers of the early church were continually in the temple, praising and blessing God. In Acts 8, we read that the Holy Spirit sent Philip to the city of Samaria, where he preached Christ. The people with one accord gave heed unto those things which Philip spake, and that response brought great joy in the city. Meetings of this nature occurred all through the New Testament, where the apostles and other dedicated individuals led the way in preaching the gospel of Christ. Similar efforts continue down through the ages by those who recognize that the Church of the Living God is the pillar and ground of the truth. The writer of Hebrews instructed the readers of his epistle not to forsake the assembling of themselves together, but to gather so much the more as ye see the day approaching. That admonition clearly applies in our day. Since its inception in 1906, the Apostolic Faith Organization has placed a premium on holding gospel services, viewing them as a primary means of proclaiming the biblical doctrines of salvation, sanctification, and the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and of nurturing to spiritual maturity those who give their hearts to God. The Word of God gives only a few specific instructions regarding how church services should be conducted, but it does offer many indicators as to the spirit and manner in which worship services should take place. Scripture teaches that church services should glorify God and encourage worship of Him. The Spirit of God, as our guide and teacher, should be present. Church services should take place in an orderly manner. Music and song are appropriate expressions of praise and worship. Spiritual leaders in church services should fill roles based upon the pattern established in the New Testament. The unsaved should be pointed to their need of salvation. Messages should instruct, edify, and ground the people of God in their faith, teaching them to observe or practice all things which Jesus commanded. Those who participate in church services should be spiritually qualified and serve in the ability that God has given. The purposes and activities of the church should include teaching biblical doctrine, providing a place of fellowship for believers, observing the Lord's Supper, and praying. We conduct services in our apostolic faith churches in a simple manner and generally avoid formal liturgical practices. For example, our pastors and ministers do not wear clergy vestments. Our congregations do not use prayer books, though Bibles are available in many of our churches, so the congregation can follow along when scriptures are read aloud. We deliver our sermons extemporaneously rather than reading them. Typically, each church service is comprised of three main parts. Following a musical prelude, the first segment consists of congregational singing and a prayer led by a minister. After a brief welcome and any necessary announcements, the second part of the service generally features personal testimonies interspersed with songs by the congregation. This part ends with a special song by a soloist or vocal ensemble. Occasionally, the second portion of the meeting is given over to other purposes than personal testimonies, as in the case of a devotional or dedication service. The third and final portion of the service is the preaching of the Word of God and concludes with an altar call and a closing invitational song and prayer. In summary, most of our church services follow this pattern. Suggested order of service. Musical prelude. Welcome. Congregational singing. Prayer, usually by a minister, while the congregation stands. Announcements. Special song by vocal ensemble or soloist. Personal testimony period or scripture reading, Sunday morning. special song by vocal ensemble or soloist, sermon, invitation song by congregation, benediction, and altar service. For the most part, Apostolic Faith services are open to the public, and we extend a welcome to anyone who wishes to attend. We do not keep formal membership rolls, focusing instead on encouraging those who come to make sure their names are written in heaven. For reference and legal purposes, we do maintain a record of those who we baptize in water. Throughout our history, the Apostolic Faith work has been supported financially by tithes and offerings. We make no solicitations of the public in our services, nor do we take collections. Instead, offering boxes are placed near the entry of each church, where those in attendance may put tithes and free will offerings as they feel led. Our church buildings are generally functional and practical, and conservative rather than ornate in style. We do not display religious statuary in our churches. Most Apostolic Faith churches have platforms in the front of the sanctuary where the choir, instrumentalists, and ministers participating in the meeting are seated facing the audience. Song leaders direct the singing and ministers preach the Word of God from a single pulpit positioned at the front of the platform. Altar benches where the congregation is invited to pray after the service occupy the space between the platform and the area where the congregation is seated. Although church buildings, service schedules, and congregation size varies from location to location, certain aspects of Apostolic Faith services are consistent around the world. Those aspects are covered in the following sections of this manual. Counsel for ministers. We must convey spiritual energy in our gospel services. This is more than enthusiasm, eloquence, magnetism, or charisma. It is intensity of passion, an earnest spirit anointed by the Spirit of God. Every part of a meeting should be anointed by the Holy Spirit. We want the songs, selection of music, testimonies, and above all the sermon, to be so inspired that those in attendance will feel inexorably drawn toward God. We want every unconverted individual to be so strongly convicted of sin that he can never say he had no inward urging to salvation. God forbid that sinners leave without being convinced of their need for him. Dancing has no part in Apostolic Faith Church services. When dancing is referred to in the Old Testament times, it occurred primarily at significant historical occasions, such as the winning of a great battle. No indication is given of dance occurring within the New Testament church, and neither Jesus nor his apostles allude to dancing as a method of worship. In fact, there were only 5 references to dancing in the New Testament, and none of these passages have anything to do with congregational worship. Dancing, even under the guise of worship, appeals to the baser instincts of human nature. By nature, it is immodest and provocative, and therefore has no part in an Apostolic Faith church setting. At times, some suggest modifying the format of our services in order to make them more relevant in today's world. Extreme care must be taken in this regard, lest we only succeed in becoming irrelevant. Our purpose is not to entertain, to hold group therapy sessions, or to engage in spiritual pep rallies. Rather, we gather to hold gospel meetings. We cannot improve upon that. While some degree of variation or creativity in approach is acceptable, it must never be done at the cost of compromise of our message. To do so fails to benefit those inside or outside the church. We want to do everything in our power to ensure a holy, reverent spirit in the church sanctuary, reminding our congregations that Jesus said, "My house shall be called the house of prayer." Fellowshipping with other believers is important and necessary, but whenever possible, this should take place in an entry or outside area rather than in the sanctuary where services are held. Our primary goal should be to create an atmosphere in the sanctuary where the Spirit of God will be pleased to dwell and bless His people.